Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Hot damn.
Hello.
Hi, Penelope.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's
you
it.
Look great.
I'm wearing blue today.
Yeah. under a cocoon of black.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Which otherwise can't get in, by the way, up here at BVM unless you're wearing black. But yeah, it's but it's a cold day, so it's a good day for fashion, isn't it? Because it means you can really chuck on 7 or 8 pieces.
Yes, I've got about 10 layers on. It's great.
All right, all right. What do you got for us today, Penelope? And fashion, and the wonderful word of fashion.
Well, I've
style.
And recently become a fan of Instagram.
Yeah, okay.
Only recently.
Yeah.
And I discovered this woman called Lynn Slater, who is called Accidental Icon, but actually... Icon Accidental on Instagram, and she is a woman who was discovered standing outside New Zealand New York Fashion Week, waiting for a friend, having lunch, looking stylish. And she's 63, and she's a university lecturer, and she has her own blog now, which has only been going for about 2 years, but has grown really, really quickly because of the way she dresses and things like that, which is very expensively, but with quirks and things like that.
And who's to say that she hasn't saved up for a long time for these clothes?
She's a lecturer in law, so
she'll be having
some funds to help her out. But the cool thing about it, I think, is the fact that she is 63 and she's been... These people just saw her on the side of the street. And
who are these people?
Like fashion photographers and apparently a whole lot of Japanese students.
Amazing.
like a flock of people coming, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!
Yeah, and apparently, because I've talked on this feature before about street style and about how for a long time people thought that outside fashion weeks was kind of like the place to be because you got discovered and all that kind of thing, and in a way
sure.
took away from what was actually being shown inside, which was, the trade show and things like that. So I thought I'd bring this woman up, and also because she has amazing style, and it's... Like, with the rise of advanced style and Ari Seth Cohen, it's become this thing where, ageism is slowly kind of dissipating. But I'm also wondering, is it slowly dissipating, or is it that it's the next kind of bandwagon thing to jump on?
And that these particular people have just got good PR.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Because this woman has now signed to, Elite in London and is modelling and all that kind of thing, which is... Awesome.
It's like Patsy from Absolutely
yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah. That's actually who I always think of.
Most beautiful woman ever.
Oh, she's just so cool.
Mm.
And still smokes and drinks.
Yeah. And hides a packet of fags in her beehive.
Yeah.
Queen.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to get a beehive. So
I should get a beehive.
How are you? Yeah, you could too.
BFM. Beehive.
Murray Kamek's got that t-shirt that's got a bumblebee on it. The BFM bumblebee.
Oh, is there a BFM bumblebee?
Yeah. It's really cute.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, so Lynn Slater writes about lots of different things. The cool thing that she writes about is kind of like what she's wearing that day, but she's also quite a fashion philosopher, so she's really thinking about the relationship between, wearing clothing and wearing it as art and wearing it as your armour and, making you feel confident and,
Today I present me.
Yeah.
Sort of thing, yeah.
Well, sometimes, I don't know if you ever get this, but I do get this, you could wake up in the morning and feel really blah, and then you think, oh, what am I going to wear today? And then that outfit can make you, really inspire you to be...
How long have I known you,
more.
Penny?
We well.
Have you ever seen me wear anything different, really? Ever since then, no. No, I do. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But
yeah.
It's your uniform, yeah. And it's the thing that gives you...
my armour.
Your strength and stuff like
Let's
that.
Let's be fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fierce every day.
Yeah.
You wore a pretty good T-shirt into your first day back.
No.
It was Just Do It, Mike, instead of...
Oh, no, yeah, that one. Yeah.
It's a little bit of armour, a little bit of pep.
Yeah, a little bit of fashion there.
Yeah, a little bit of pizzazz.
Yeah, and you always do have smize eyes.
What?
Smile's eyes,
smile with your eyes.
Yes, but because there's funny stuff going on all the time. That's why. Have you been here before? The older fashionista is once they get it right, they sort of stick with it. Is she one of those people?
Yeah, she is definitely, and she actually talks about her the fight she kind of had, or the the thing that she had with becoming invisible, because, you know, like, you can kind of hit like around 40s and things like that, and women start feeling like they're becoming invisible to the world. And she decided that she didn't want that to happen, so she wanted to be more kind of a little bit more, have a bit a little bit more flair in her style and that sort of thing, so she could be noticed. And
but she's also like very much dressing for herself,
right? But she wanted that confidence to exude so that she could stop being.
I don't know that term dressing for yourself, because surely that just you just whack your togs on and go out, wouldn't you? You know.
I often think about.
Was that me?
I own a lot of pairs of leave the house pajama pants.
I saw this man wearing a really amazing orange tiger jump onesie last night, walking his dog, and only hung her.
Freezing cold, poor guy. Had to go. All he had in the cupboard was a onesie, his sister's onesie or something like that. Yeah. Oh, geez, I haven't even seen me, but got to walk the dog.
He looks amazing.
Risky walking a dog as a tiger.
Pardon?
It's a bit risky, isn't it? Going out in the dark dressed as a tiger, scare people. And
someone should do a blog on onesies. Best onesies you can get.
You know what? I'd read that blog. Never.
Yeah. That's like, anyway,
can I just say to people that do a daily blog, have you done it yet? Have you done it?
Here's your blog.
Make sure it's a good one. So it's blog o'clock.
Lynn does her blog 3 times a week, and it's called Accidental Icon. But if you want to follow her on Instagram, it's called Icon Accidental.
All right, now what is it about her Instagram account that got you so jazzed?
I just really like her style. She's got it made me want to cut my hair off and have a grey bob.
Go on.
Oh God, I want a grey bob.
Look at her grey bob.
It's amazing. For obviously, it's quite a visual thing. For the listeners out there, how would you describe her style?
A grey bob?
A grey bob.
Yeah,
I don't know. How would you describe it?
It's structural, but it's also quite monochrome. So it's not too...
No florals?
Every now and again, but not that
There's
many.
One hairy sweater here.
Got to have a fuzzy sweater. It's all about texture.
Hairy sweater. Yeah. Right, okay. All the best. All right, Penny, thank you very much.
Thanks.
What's the name again?
Accidental Icon Lynn Slater.
Hot damn.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.